Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so we have two of them for you that are just ring-a-ding-ding. First up, the NBC affiliate here in Port Orange, WFLA. A Florida man was found hiding in a tree Tuesday of this week, 2 hours after he fled Port Orange police. 33-year-old Jonathan Kaiser was accused of speeding away from police during an attempted traffic stop. They tried to use stop sticks to damage the Nissan Maximus tires. This is in Volusia County. The aerial unit found the vehicle in a backyard where Kaiser and his other passenger, Caitlin McCartney, 31, abandoned it. McCartney was arrested nearby. She was charged with resisting without violence, possession of paraphernalia, probation violation. They had to call the canine unit to search the area for Kaiser. They found him hiding 2 hours later up an oak tree, a big old oak tree. So they have body camera footage. They were telling him, calm down, get out of the tree, don't run away, or they're going to send the canine after him. So he moved down towards the end of the branch, appearing to run away in the tree, as one officer described it on the radio. He said, quote, he's literally in a tree right now trying to climb it like Tarzan. And Kaiser was caught on camera, and this is the chef's kiss, failing to swing from one branch to the other. He dropped to the ground trying to swing to the other branch and then fell to the ground, tried to run away from officers, but canine Draco subdued him along with the handler. He was taken to Volusia County Jail where he was charged with fleeing or attempting to elude. And the amazing thing is that it's on video. God bless technology. It is on video. He hung from the branch for a second, realized he wasn't going to make it, couldn't keep hold of the branch. I mean, it is just chef's kiss, shirtless, swinging in the air, and then he fell. I'm surprised he didn't break his bones. And then, of course, we got this guy in Naples. A drunk man caused total chaos after he broke into the Naples Police Department. Total chaos. Joseph Moulton, 36 years old, jumped the fence at the South parking lot, went inside an unlocked patrol cruiser. He sat for a few minutes until he saw people come outside. Then he hid in the bushes and took action. According to the police report, he used the nozzle of a water hose, shoved it underneath the door before turning the water on, causing an inch of flood damage. He went to the men's locker room, took a shower, helped himself to clothing. And then he took a uniform, shirt, pants, cap, bulletproof vest worth $900. Then he defecated on the women's bathroom floor and dumped a police radio in the toilet. It wasn't until he got to the 7-Eleven outside that they were suspicious. And they thought he was under the influence as well. They called Naples police and he was arrested. He's being charged with grand theft and 2 counts of burglary. He was a busy bee. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowingTrees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. This story from Thomas Massey is amazing. I don't know if you guys saw this last night. I saw this. He posted this at like 9 o'clock last night. Your primary care provider was bribed to suggest that you should take the quote unquote COVID vaccine. They said he has this thing from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And it discusses how providers can earn incentives. For instance, they discuss the eligibility with the COVID-19 Provider Vaccine Incentive Program. The incentive program, says the documents, is open to you if you are a participating Kentucky primary care provider with an Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Medicaid Anthem panel size of 25 or more members. All Anthem members identified as receiving COVID-19 vaccination services are included in the methodology. Vaccine results will be determined by a COVID-19 vaccine claim or by confirmation from the Kentucky Vaccine Registry. How you can qualify for a bonus. If your practice meets the below thresholds for vaccination with at least one dose by September 1st, 2021, you will receive the initial incentive payment based on the following rates. 30% for 30% of Anthem members vaccinated, it's a $20 bonus per vaccinated member. For 40% of Anthem members vaccinated, it's a $45 bonus per vaccinated member. For 50% of Anthem members vaccinated, it's a $70 bonus per vaccinated member. For 60% Anthem members vaccinated, a $100 bonus per vaccinated member. And for 75% of Anthem members vaccinated, a $125 bonus per vaccinated member. They add, the final incentive payment is calculated based on members who are newly vaccinated between September 1st of 2021 and December 31st of 2021. Oh, and then there's more. If your practice meets the below thresholds for vaccination with at least one dose by December 1st, 2021, you will receive the final incentive payment based on the following rates. And they have a whole bunch. Now, here's where it's even more. So, as the Blue Cross Blue Shield Anthem provider thing says, quote, for 30% of Anthem members vaccinated, a $100 bonus per newly vaccinated member. For 40% vaccinated, a $150 bonus per member, vaccinated member. For 50% of Anthem members vaccinated, a $175 bonus per newly vaccinated member. For 60% of Anthem members vaccinated, a $200 bonus per newly vaccinated member. And for 75% of Anthem members vaccinated, a $250 bonus per newly vaccinated member. So they can make bank. So don't you think that if you have a provider who is suggesting that you get a shot that actually does not prevent transmission, by the way, shouldn't they disclose that they're getting paid for recommending, if you get the shot, that they get paid off it? I mean, ethically. Shouldn't they disclose that? Wouldn't you want to know? Because then, is it really genuine medicine? Or is it, well, we don't know if it works. Could be do something bad, but we get paid off it. I mean, I think it's a legitimate question to ask. Wow. Just wow. That's, I mean, awful. Not surprising, but it's still horrifying nonetheless. So there's an actual commission structure for your provider, corporate healthcare, corporate medicine. So your primary care provider, so it's a bribe. They're bribing doctors to encourage quote unquote vaccine injections.
They did for hospitals too.
Yeah, they did for hospitals too. But now it's like the hard data. I mean, we always kind of knew it, but now it's like here literally is them on their letterhead, their official documents telling you, here's the exact structure. So when healthcare is politicized and when the distrust actually now extends to your provider, how can you be sure that what you're receiving is actually healthcare? Right? I think that's fair to ask. And the ethics of this, you know, if this was done with anything else, I mean, wouldn't they, people could lose their license for this, but not with this, not with the vaccine. So I think that, I mean, obviously there were some providers, there were some doctors out there who said, don't do it, or who encouraged people not to do it or who didn't push it. I mean, it almost is like they're work. It's like they're working for the vaccine companies in a way. Really?
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, it's, and are they actually telling it? Because remember, while they were doing this, don't forget, were not doctors also discouraged from talking about side effects? Like, they couldn't really tell you to not get it because all of this other stuff has been happening. But they could, they would get paid if they pushed it on you. How is this is not informed consent? Not at all. And yeah, Kane has where they what they had a $20 bonus for treating
20%, yeah.
Yeah, for these coronavirus inpatients.
Yeah, remdesivir was another drug yep. that the government was pushing, even though it had a higher mortality rate than the other treatment, the drugs used for treatment. But the government pushed remdesivir, the more, you know, deadly
mm-hmm.
version, onto hospitals and gave them monetary incentives for it.
I mean, good heavens. Good heavens. You can't trust anything, not even your doctors anymore.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Mm-hmm. All right, so first up, a couple of things here. The by the way, Fort Lauderdale Airport finally reopened this morning after the rainiest day in the city's history. That's crazy that how much rain they got. I have friends who were sharing all of the video. They were driving through, like, water up to, like, their truck, top of their truck tires, driving through all the flooding. That's crazy. Pelosi calls on Feinstein to resign, says The Hill. She says, I've never seen them go after a man who was sick in the Senate. Interesting. This is getting crazier and crazier, I'm telling you. Also, the I'm going to go this one. ChatGPT is now doing a lot of people's jobs. There are a lot of workers who are using AI to take on multiple full-time jobs, and their employers have no idea. Daily Mail has a story where they talk about all of these different really fields where people tell them they refer to themselves as being overemployed because they use AI to do all of the other work for them. Like, that's crazy. They said that one guy who is an overemployed worker, like whether you're writing software, preparing legal documents or things like that, he says ChatGPT does 80% of his job. That's nuts. But you know what? You're going to see more. Who was it that came out and said that they were using AI to write a lot of their filler stories? Yeah. That's going to happen. Like, a lot of the basic, just straight news, no filler, that's a lot of that's going to be AI generated as well. That's going to happen. Let's see. Also, rapidly growing homeless encampments are popping up near Beverly Hills, where the median home price is $3.5 million. Beverly Hills has been kind of Republican as of late. You know, they've had Republican mayors before and all that. And I know it's weird. So it gets near Beverly Hills and there's going to be some changes happening. Uber is accused of charging people more if their phone battery is low. A small study by a Belgian newspaper looked at whether the app changes its prices for users in Brussels based on their battery. And what they discovered is that it does. They actually do. They determine it by how much a phone's battery has left. That's odd. Stick with us. We got more in store right after this. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double-stack magazine holds 15+1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. So also, Budweiser's feeling the pain. They're saying now that it was a mistake. I read another piece last night where it said they feel frozen because they don't want to look like they're walking back, but at the same time, they don't want to address it. They're terrified. And apparently the Anheuser-Busch executives are livid at this. They've donated to more Republican candidates than Democrats. Like, Coors has donated more to Democrats than Anheuser-Busch has. And it does now start to look like this campaign was not approved by the senior executives. It seems like she might get canned, right?
Yeah.
The chick who was like the VP who said, well, we need to change there. That she said that they had a fratty behavior or a fratty branding. And then all these photos of her came out. I have never done a shot out of a prophylactic before. She has. I've never even so much as. Yeah, she was like doing what keg stands and all this, which I've never done. I've never done any of that. She seems more bro than most bros, if I'm being honest.
So that fratty behavior that led to record sales for Bud Light and the rest of it?
She would know it, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like. I mean, there were photos of her online, and it looks like she's rowdier than the dudes in the photos.
I can see it.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then she's up there on her Zoom call. We just want to change this behavior. I kind of think that she should probably get canned. I don't want to tell them what to do or I don't do that stuff. But I mean, it sounds like she sucks at her job and she messed up royally. Yeah. I'm just saying. And it also sounds like she doesn't understand not just the market, but demographics as well. If it's good beer, younger drinkers will drink it. If it's good beer, they'll drink it. I mean, you have to figure out a way with... I remember when... Maybe this was just in St. Louis. So right when I was of age and, you know, broke, I ended up... Like, wasn't Rolling Rock really popular for a while?
Yeah.
Is that out still?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. I don't drink beer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But Stag.
Stag.
Gold Can. Like, you got the antlers and the gold can.
Right.
Amazing. It's a stag. And I just remember there for a while, everybody drank Stag. I liked it because for some reason, I just liked the taste of it better. It wasn't, and I have the palate of a 2-year-old, so I don't know if I'm describing this accurately. It seemed less sharp, I don't know how to put it, than other beers. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I think they would describe that as smooth.
Maybe. I don't know.
Smooth.
People are dying. Beer aficionados right now are dying listening to the show because they listen. They do listen. My husband used to brew beer in the basement. And I remember the left tried to write a hit piece on me for that.
Yep.
Like right when, yeah, they tried to write a hit piece on me because my husband brewed his own beer in the basement. And they were like, her children are upstairs while her husband, shut up. We're from Missouri. That stuff is in our constitution. Sit down. Anyway, but it just seemed like there for a while, everybody drank Stag. And there was like this word of mouth thing about it, right? When you look at the advertising, if your messaging is sophisticated and fun, but this is neither sophisticated nor fun. You have I'm trying to figure out the best way. Like, I just... A dude who does not act like a normal woman, because he's not a woman, but he doesn't even pattern his cosplay off of a normal woman's behavior. I mean, I guess if a woman takes a ton of meth, then she would act like that. I don't know. But that's not how chicks act. And she decides that that's the way to go. That's the way the VP decides that's the way to partner with it. Absent any kind of sophisticated messaging or anything else. I just think that makes you look like you suck at your job. That's just bad. Actually, I want her to be fired. I want this brought out. Man, the more I think about it, the madder I get. Yes, I know InBev purchased Anheuser-Busch, but dang it, I lived across that damn brewery. I smelled the barley and the hops in the warm summer evenings. It would just waft through the air. Can you imagine, like, you walk outside and it smells like bread dough? It's amazing. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I just, you know, she's like ruining an institution that my stepdad would say was already ruined because of the InBev purchase. But can we just not get to that? I feel like that's like the older folks got real mad at that. Right? People was taking their beer out of their fridge and putting it on the back porch. It's InBev now. It doesn't get to sit in our fridge. I swear that was like family members would say that. I don't know. I think this chick's got to go. Again, I don't want to tell them how to do their job, but I'm going to tell them how to do their job. I just think that she's baggage on you, man. You need to just eject this broad. She's got to go. She's bad at her job. How hard is it to sell beer? Right? Not with a dude who pretends to be a chick. I know people like my friend Joe Rogan and everybody else are like, oh, well, who cares? You know why? You know what? Who cares? Chicks that you want to drink beer. What is John Taffer's number one rule when it comes to bars and drinking and establishments? If you don't have the chicks, you're not going to get the dudes. That is the number one rule in sales when it comes to bars and it comes to liquor and everything else. You got to have the ladies too. And this broad ran them all out.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.